Hi, welcome.
Hi.
Und als erstes, da wollen wir schon eben auf dieses Label der Chamber Group eingehen. Und ich habe es jetzt gerade schon auf Englisch gesagt, deswegen übersetzen wir es gleich. The colleague in the piece before said that you got the label like as a chamber group. Do you see yourself like this or more like a normal band?
Well, there's some sort of... sometimes some discrepancies, I suppose, between the two. Like, there are times we are doing more chamber-based sounds, and other times I think we are definitely just a band that happens to have strings and a piano and more sort of, you know, some classical influences. So I would say, yeah, a bit of both. But lately, some of the newer stuff, I'd say we're a bit more just a band, really, these days. Not to, you know, kind of diminish what kind of band we are, but it's, just more of a band than a chamber group, I would say.
Okay, und jetzt ist mir auch der deutsche Begriff wieder eingefallen, die Kammergruppe, nach der ich Sie gefragt habe, so wurden Sie ja bezeichnet, ob Sie sich eben so fühlen oder mehr als Band. Und Sie sagen, ja, das kommt auf den Moment an, mal so, mal so. Aktuell klingt's eher nach Band, wenn auch ein bisschen anders als die typische, aber Sie würden sich schon eher so einordnen. Und unabhängig davon, also was man Sie bezeichnet, einige sind trainierte, ausgebildete Musiker, andere nicht. Und wir wollen mal in Erfahrung bringen, ob das ein Problem war am Anfang und wie das heute ist. So, no matter what we call you, fact is that some of you are like trained musicians and some not in that way trained. So was it difficult from the in the beginning to find a common musical language to work with?
I don't think it was. At the beginning it started without me. But I imagine that you wrote all the parts out for the strings players and things like that.
There was unintentionally a very clear idea at the very beginning, because I sort of started writing these sort of piano songs with vocals and then met a violinist and thought, well, I'll write a violin line, and then you meet a cellist and then you write a cello line. So it grew very organically, piece by piece. It was never like all five, six, you know, members were in a band at the very beginning. We all kind of grew from one, two, three, four, whatever. Yeah, I mean, there is a very clear idea of what Wooden Arms is, and now that we kind of working on new material and we've got the same lineup we've had for the last year and a half now, it's much easier to kind of go into a writing kind of session, as it were, with knowing that, right, okay, well, the cello works like this, the drums work like that, you know, and then we can start to expand from there. We're definitely experimenting within our instrumentation, but it's much easier definitely once you know where all the parts kind of slot in.
Also Alex Nummer 1 hat uns jetzt erklärt, dass es nicht so war, dass von Anfang an irgendwie als große Band mit den und den Instrumenten geplant war, sondern dass es eher so dazu kam. Dann hat man halt eine Violinistin, dann schreibt man dafür was oder übers Cello, und dass sich das so entwickelt hat und sie trotzdem jetzt, da sie 1,5 Jahre in der gleichen Besetzung zusammen sind, es wesentlich einfacher haben. Und wie das Ganze dann klingt, das wollen wir jetzt natürlich hören, deswegen dürfen Sie oder sollen Sie uns gerne hier einen Ihrer Songs vorspielen. So now of course we're gonna wanna listen to your music, not just talk about it. You brought 2 songs for today. So which is the first one? Just explain a little bit.
We're going to play a song from our album Tide, which came out last September on Butterfly Collectors, who are a very lovely German record label. And it's called False Start. You don't fall.
if I fall down, if I fall apart, in our house of cards, always queen of my heart. Other time. Ooh. All of those other girls. Ooh. They were just a false, a false star.
Das waren Wooden Arms aus Norwich in England. Zu Gast bei uns in der Detektor FM Session mit ihrem Song False Start. Und das war natürlich nur die erste Hälfte, denn wir reden noch ein bisschen weiter mit ihnen. Sie spielen heute Abend ein Konzert in Leipzig. Und ich möchte mal in Erfahrung bringen, wie es eigentlich aussieht. Wir hatten ja vorhin schon die Frage Band oder Kammergruppe. Und jetzt ist die Frage, was machen eigentlich die Zuschauer? Sitzen oder stehen? At the beginning, we were talking about whether you're a band or a chamber group. So now tonight you're playing a concert here in Leipzig. And now we want to talk about the people there. Are they in your concert sitting or standing?
Oh, well, we've had a lot of concerts where they've been sitting on chairs. I don't know, when we supported Hundreds, our last tour, they were mainly arenas where people were going to dance for their set. After our set.
And they can just sort of shuffle uneasily for hours.
Yeah. but yeah, we've been getting a lot of venues, in particularly here in Germany, where they are seated, which is quite nice for us, I think.
Yeah, I like. One of my favourite shows from last year was when we played the Reeperbahn Festival and we played the Imperial Theatre, and that was all seated. I like theatres. I've come to the conclusion theatres are like where I'd like to do more shows. I'd like to make our gigs in general a bit more of a show, and like lighting, and we were talking about set dressing and kind of wearing giant bat outfits and running around squawking at the audience.
Bats again.
Just doing something strange and trying to be a bit more theatric with the whole thing. So yeah, we liked both really, but I'd say I'm digging being seated at the moment.
Sie haben gerade erklärt, dass Sie die unterschiedlichen Arten eben sitzen oder stehen auch gut finden und das beides schon erlebt haben, wobei zurzeit lieber irgendwie mal so richtig Sitzkonzert in der großen Konzerthalle wäre. Und das war wieder die Frage so ein bisschen vorweggenommen. Again, you just like stole my next question, because that would be, would you like to play like in a real concert hall, like with all the big stuff and yeah, doing a real show out of it?
I definitely have like aspirations. I'd love to be in like the Royal Albert Hall. That would be an amazing thing. Or like Wigmore. Or like Jeff's got one, I can't remember, some place in New York, Radio City or something like that. I forget what it's called now. But there's some like big kind of prestigious kind of concert hall type things we'd love to be involved in. And yeah, and really develop the sound into that kind of shape. We've definitely never written for it to be a very small, close thing. I mean, there are some of the older material which would work in that regard when we were first starting, when there were like three or four of us. But now we're definitely writing for a bigger room, I think. Not that we're trying to do like stadium sort of stuff. I think that's all a bit ridiculous, to be honest, when you write for that size. But I definitely like the idea of making it into a big show, and there'd be lights and different things, and you'd get a sense of like, it's about being immersed. I think that's the main thing. An audience really actually wants to be immersed into a show and kind of forget about reality, because reality kind of sucks. But you know, music and movies and art and film and all these things, we all go to them because we get immersed in something. And you know, just playing in the back room of a pub under some colored lights is not as immersive as it could be. So it'd be nice to do like big concert halls and big venues, that'd be lovely.
Gerne eine große Show, dann auch eine große Konzerthalle, die so ein bisschen einen aus der Realität entfliehen lässt, denn das, denken Sie, das ist das Wichtige an Kunst, und das funktioniert eben in einer großen Konzerthalle mit viel Show besser als im Rückraum von einem Pub. Und jetzt wollen wir natürlich noch hören, womit Sie so eine Halle denn füllen können. Deswegen gibt's noch einen Song. And as we talked about before, we want to listen to a second song. So just announce yourself.
So this is the second song that we're going to play for you today, and it's called Pillar of Salt.
Talks to pills, tape machine, take addiction for what they have said. Doubt is a crucible which you make before. Hope in your eyes, but your throat and your truth is found. What if I were to add this? I say something trivial or something new. Just a trip to the tongue. Tap at three, does notate a song or give unto thee solid state, silent end. Between the teeth, or does it rumble from somewhere deep beneath? grew up at the end of the line. I took a long, long walk down a short, short path. And I grew up at the end of the line. Turn around, pillar of salt, nothing's here. So who am I? So who am I? So who am I? So who am I? Who am I? So who am I? So who am I? I don't belong here. Ooh, I don't belong here. Ooh, I don't belong here. I don't belong.
Wooden Arms mit Pillar of Salt hier bei der Detektor FM Session. Heute spielen sie in Leipzig in der NATO. Danach folgen noch Konzerte in Berlin, Hamburg und Köln. Alle Termine, die finden Sie auf unserer Webseite detektor.fm. Und ich sage jetzt erstmal danke soweit und verabschiede mich. So, Alex, thanks for being on our show and yeah, good luck with the tour and the big show.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Die Detektor FM Session live im Studio.